I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A public appeal from Jennifer Hudson. The Oscar-winning actress and singer is using her MySpace blog to ask readers to help find her missing nephew. The boy is a 7-year-old Julian Hudson. He went missing Friday when Jennifer Hudson's mother and brother were found shot to death inside their house. The boy's stepfather, 27-year-old William Balfour, has been transferred to Illinois State custody for a parole violation. He was brought in for questioning about the Hudson case, but he has not been charged. A fast-paced weekend in presidential politics. The candidates blazing the trail in the West and Midwest with a little over a week to go until Election Day. On the Democratic side, Senator Barack Obama makes campaign strides in Colorado Sunday, hosting multiple events. Saturday, at one of his campaign stops in New Mexico, he compared John McCain's criticism of President Bush to Robin getting mad at Batman. Meantime, McCain is campaigning in the West and Midwest. He's touting his tax plan by labeling Obama a tax and spend Democrat. Israel may be holding early elections after failed attempts to form a new government. Prime Minister-designate Zipi Livni has been trying to form a coalition since winning her party's election last month. She met with President Shimon Peres Sunday afternoon to tell him of her decision. New elections most likely will be held next February or March. A story of bravery for a pet dog in Melbourne, Australia. A house fire nearly killed this little pup and several kittens. The fire broke out Saturday. All four people inside the house were able to escape, but their dog, Leo, was trapped inside. Firefighters found the dog curled up in a box, protecting four kittens from the smoke and flames. Leo was rushed out and revived after taking in too much smoke. He's been given a clean bill of health. And finally, they danced, they sang, they made millions of dollars. The kids from High School Musical are graduating and being tops at the box office. Not a bad graduation gift, the first of the series to be released in theaters. Dumped at the competition, bringing in $42 million in sales. Quite an insult to one of the masters in the horror franchise. Saw 5 couldn't cut it with those kids and had to settle for second place. It grossed about $31 million this weekend. And rounding up the top three, action flick Max Payne, the popular video game adaptation starring Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis, brought in $7.6 million. And those are the headlines. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.